Well, as if it is not enough that we have one attack dog, then two would be even better, especially one who spends full time, all the time, keeping a jaundiced eye, which is what you acquire when you observe the politicians in Columbia. It's just, it goes with the territory. Dave Schwartz, he's the top dog, the big kahuna, the big cheese at Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. And what do you know, Dave? We turn around and see in the news, our friends at Duke Energy want to raise our rates again.
Yeah. I mean, look, and Bob, I'll tell you, happy Wednesday.
Thank you. You too.
I will tell you, it's and you add it all up, right? I mean, we had a gas tax hike last year.
Yep.
Roads aren't getting fixed.
Yep.
We've had, you know, constantly dealing with nickel and these politicians nickel and dime us. And this is really another one. I mean, Duke joined the club, by the way, Bob. It's about time you guys had your hike because we continue to have ours down in the low country. I mean,
oh yeah,
the co-ops down here and SE&G, I mean, we've been getting slammed for years. You guys are getting a 12% hike. By the way, I love on the news as it was coming in. I don't know if you heard, but it was the residential gets 12%, the industrial and the commercial get 8-something.
Huh.
Why? I don't even understand that, but it goes along with everything that's wrong with this system. And my hope is that, Bob, that the reason that we're having these hikes, the reason these hikes are allowed to go through is, look, Duke is a monopoly, and that monopoly is regulated by the Public Service Commission. They have to go to the Public Service, to the PSC,
right,
to approve these rate hikes. And the PSC is directly appointed and controlled by our state legislators.
What stunning news.
The
yeah.
PSC.
Well,
stunning.
Look,
I know.
One is master and the other is man.
It's amazing. And, you know, the legislature, of course, also controls, for the most part, our roads.
Yep.
The legislature, for the most part, controls our education system. They control our judges. They control our electricity grid. And this is just one piece of that. And I think, look, this is the narrative we've been talking about for a while, whether it's the nuclear debacle down in Jenkinsville with SE&G and Santee Cooper.
Yep.
They have control of our electricity grid, and it's why we have the highest monthly electricity costs in the country. Again, Duke raising rates is no surprise. And what I hope happens is that if we want to see change, if your listeners are tired of this nickel and diming year after year, the anger needs to be directed toward the legislature rather than utilities. The utilities are just – they're the pawns. I mean, they're the ones that give us the electricity. They're the ones that dole it out. But at the end of the day, Bob, the politicians, the powerful legislators are the ones that control these rate hikes. They're the ones that lets them get away with Duke raising rates on us year after year.
You know, I'm curious, Dave, when was the last time that Duke Energy requested a rate – and the
you're going to ask that.
And the percentage of the increase was actually reduced by the Public Service Commission. In other words, they gave them less than they asked for. You have those numbers, Andy?
I don't, but here's what I do know.
Yeah.
That they always get close to what they ask for. Now, the PSC, usually what they'll do is they'll come up, and I think Duke is asking for about a 12%, and maybe the PSC will come back, well, we'll give you 11.5%.
Right.
And they think that they've done their job. They're the watchdogs and they're looking out for us. But the legislators control that PSC. And you saw this in a couple of weeks ago. And I know we were talking about before, the Nerve had a great report on how these guys, the legislature will play. They'll do these procedural tricks where the PSC election was not but a few months ago.
Right.
And what they did was, they basically held off the election because they wanted to keep an incumbent commissioner on that PSC, one that they're friendly with, they're familiar with, they know they can control, and they just didn't hold the election to replace him. So, and then you got a couple of weeks ago, I think it was the Anderson newspaper reported that the utility Duke actually sent out a mailer in Oconee County.
Yep.
Basically thanking Bill Sandifer, who's one of the most odious, nastiest, wretched, corrupt legislators there are in the state house. And he's one of the most powerful when it comes to, you know, he's the chairman of LCI down in the house.
Right.
And he's one of the most powerful politicians when it comes to appointing our public service commissioners. And Duke sends out a basically what was amounted to be a campaign letter.
Yeah, an endorsement.
The election.
Yeah.
An endorsement.
Yeah.
Basically a pseudo endorsement. And this, Bob, this is the, when big business, when these legislators control these entities like this, it is always bad for us. And that's really what this rate hike is all about, Bob, is the PSC, the legislature, allows this to happen. They allow this to happen. They own Duke. They tell Duke what to do. They give Duke they're holding Duke on the leash. And when folks, when citizens, when your listeners start standing up and holding legislators accountable for their higher electricity bills, that's when we'll start to see, as you described, hey, maybe the rate hike, maybe rate hikes won't happen. Maybe we actually reduce our rates, for goodness sake.
What a concept.
Imagine that, Bob. Imagine.
Yeah.
I know. Imagine us getting a break on our electricity bill. But when citizens start standing up and when they start holding their legislators accountable for their state legislators accountable for these rate hikes, then you will start to see progress. Then you will start to see these rate hikes stopping altogether, because that's where the pressure needs to go, is directly on the legislature. So if you want to do that, if you want to join us, just text the word DRAIN to 52886. DRAIN is in Drain the Swamp, DRAIN, to the number 52886. And that will allow you to get on board, join us in fighting all of this and fighting this overreach that the legislature continues to do over and over again.
Yeah, it seems to me, if memory serves, that the last time that Duke came back and asked for an energy increase, it also was somewhere right around in the 12% range. And I think the PSC knocked it down to 10%, and right. And we're supposed to go away happy. I mean, look, what's the rate of inflation been since the last Duke Energy rate hike? And is what they're requesting 12% in excess of inflation? Now, I don't know what the numbers are, but I think I can safely say that 12% is going to be substantially in excess of inflation.
Well, look, and nobody knows. And that's the scary part about all this, is that the legislature basically rubber stamps. And you're right. They'll come up with 12, but they know all they need is 10. So they propose 12, knowing they're going to get 10.
Sure.
And so, and here's the other thing, Bob, that we always talk about. And you know, look, folks don't think about as much. I didn't think about it, quite frankly, when I moved here. We don't get a choice. When you move into your house, it is Duke or it is the electric co-op in that area. There are geographic monopolies that the state legislators have given these companies. That's why they do these rate hikes, because they can. You can't buy. If you're a Duke customer, good luck. You're not buying any other. There's no other competition.
Right.
There's no other source of electricity for you. You get Duke and you get stuck with the bill. Here it is. Take it take it and you'll like it. And that's why I say, look, when legislators start feeling the heat, instead of Duke, and I know it's the easiest thing to do is, you know, Duke Energy, they're the ones, they're the bad guys in all this. They're the ones to blame. Their CEO is making $20 million a year, whatever it is. It's easy to blame them, and I get it. And they're not innocent. But at the same time, Bob, it's our legislators that are allowing them to get away with this. They're the one that controls the system. They're the ones that are letting them raise these rates astronomical levels. And they're the ones that are nickel and diming us. And again, 12% rate hike, that's going to cost a lot of money for a lot of people.
Especially those on a fixed income.
You bet. Anybody that depends on Social Security for their income, anybody that's out there working hard, working class, you know, $35,000, $40,000 a year, good jobs, trying to provide for their family, a 12% electricity rate hike it's not easy. It's not something you can just absorb and it won't have an effect. So again, join us. Get out there. Let's hold these state legislators accountable. Join Fantasy. Text the word DRAIN, as in drain the swamp, to the number 52886 on your smartphone. DRAIN to 52886. Let's start holding these legislators accountable for this nickel and dime, this constant nickel and diming of our income.
But fortunately, Duke Energy is not making any campaign contributions to any of these politicians that happen to have oversight over their rate increases, are they? Certainly not.
I mean, just imagine, Bob. I mean, only in South Carolina would a utility go out and 2 weeks before the election mail to hundreds of his constituents and their customers saying Bill Sandifer is a hero. I mean, it's amazing. But this is South Carolina.
Well, one hand washes the other. Yeah.
That's right. And until your listeners, until citizens stand up and call these guys out and hold them accountable for our electricity costs going up and through the roof, it won't end. And that's what it'll take. It'll take, activist citizens standing up and just beating the heck out of these guys and holding them accountable for their electricity.
Well,
when that happens, this madness will stop.
Yeah, it's the same old story. Corruption and collusion, thy name is South Carolina legislature.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks as always, buddy. Appreciate talking with you every Wednesday here at 4 o'clock. And in the meantime, people can follow you guys on Facebook and keep up with what you're tracking.
You bet. Facebook.com/fanofSC. And again, if you want to take action, just text the word drain to 52886. We got some good stuff for you next week, Bob. I'm looking forward to next Wednesday. We got a good update for you.
Sounds good. Well, I will not be here, unfortunately. Jim Bohannon will be here.
Sounds
good. But we look forward to hearing from you every week, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Take care. 17 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hump Day Edition on WORD. Be right back.
What?
Exactly. Great to have you along. Welcome back. Another cloudy, gray day. Boy, this is what, like three in a row of these? Four in a row of these. Moneypenny corrects me on that. It's getting a little depressing around the edges here. We need some sunshine, okay? In on the text line 71307. Bobby, was it not Duke Energy that gave the Democrats money for their big convention in Charlotte a few years back? How nice of them to request an increase after giving away thousands of dollars to the Democrats. Thousands? They gave them a $10 million loan, which they then forgave. Texter continues, things like this make me so disgusted with so much of our state. There is a bunch of crony capitalism that goes on there. Bobby, not only will it raise the rates in our own homes, but it will in the schools, which downstream will raise taxes. Businesses, they're getting an increase. They'll have to raise prices to pay for it. It's a domino effect. And guess who is on the bottom? Thanks from Stanley in Greer. Bobby, just for the record, Greer CPW owns a portion of Catawba Nuclear Reactor Number 2 and will not raise their energy rates for the citizens of Greer in 2019. Bobby, Duke's increase is the result of so many of us getting power-saving appliances. We conserve and they gouge. Bobby just Googled, out of curiosity, Duke Energy's 2017 profit, $3.05 billion, with a B. Mark from Williamston. Thank you, Mark. Bob, so if Duke is profitable, should there therefore not be a rate hike? Would you consider $3 billion profitable? Bobby, if that fellow mentioned in the news just wanted to join the Illuminati, why didn't he just do what I did and call you and get the secret password? Which, by the way, is password. Uh-oh. Whoops, my bad. I guess you all will need to change it now. From Mr. Mulder. That's Fox Mulder out there. To the phones we go here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bob is in Greer and wants to talk about Duke and their projected asked for 12% rate hike. Hi, Bob, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. This whole thing of rate hikes and that is kind of a difficult thing, but it's really a spiritual matter. It's good against evil. And I went to 3 or 4 county meetings here 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and Duke Energy was talking about a power increase back then. They invited the community to come in, and many of the older folks came in buses and so on and so forth. And during the meeting, they gave me a chance to speak, and I'd been doing a little study on the internet, and I found that one of these top Duke Energy guys had been promoted for 20 minutes to a position of high authority in Duke Energy. You know how much that man was paid for 20 minutes in a high position with Duke Energy?
I hesitate to guess.
$44 million.
Whoa.
And another guy in the audience said I was right. He said he'd seen the same information. And Bob, this is trying to get us off of out of our vehicles, out of our houses, out of our rental apartments, and to ride bicycles and to give up our lifestyle, living in luxury, and move into these small stack pack housing units that they're building all over the area. And they want to get people down to the lowest common denominator, where they're like in these other countries, in the Ukraine and that. They're starving to death because the government wants to live high on the hog at the expense of the poor working guy. And some of us senior citizens, we're not going to be able to survive.
Yeah.
And that's their intent. It's through the United Nations Agenda 21. There's an article that says, how would you like to be forced to live in a human habitat zone? If you can find that in the internet, and it's available. I looked it up the other day again, and it's telling all about this. But the first sentence in this whole article is, communism is here. And that came from Hawaii. Someone sent that to me in the mail.
Well, look, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call. You know, you look at some of the people that have just been elected, Taliban Sinema is going to be the senator from Arizona. She ran this very moderate campaign. You know, I'm all for all these good things. You know, she's a hardcore lefty. Just a few years back at this women's march, she's out there in a pink tutu marching around. And now she's going to be a United States senator. Ocasio-Cortez from 10th District in New York. She's another one. Calls herself a socialist Democrat. How many times have I said a socialist is a communist who lacks commitment? You know, that's all these people are. Ah, geez. And we find ourselves in a position where they are now elected representatives. Holy cow. In on the text line, 71307, Bobby, Florida ballots have the wrong date on them. Illegals filled them out wrong. I thought they just filled them out at the election commission and gave them to them. Bob, why can't they just issue a no trespass warning to the CNN guy? After all, it's federal property. Have these media idiots not learned anything? Even if he gets his press credentials forced to be returned through litigation, Trump will simply end all press conferences. He always wins. Bobby, I've lost all hope in Fox News on cable. While watching election returns, they were giddy at the idea of the Republicans losing the House. And I think I have a couple more quickly to get in here. Bob, we're being scammed like the Illuminati by Duke Energy. Bobby, solar panels looking better every day. You can buy them at Sam's. And this one, finally, Mr. McLean, it was refreshing to hear Mr. Schwartz rant about something besides my hard work in Columbia. Trust me, I have the people's best interests at heart. Sincerely, Hugh L., Florence, South Carolina. Yeah, no kidding. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Meantime, the migrant invasion, which Jim the Acosta insists is not an invasion. Thank you for that information, Jim. The invasion is actually at the border. That's on the way next. Whip it. Good. 4:38. 22 before 5 here on another really grim-looking day. Supposed to get sunshine by the weekend, I think, Moneypenny, and a high of about 60 on Saturday. Good. Bring it on. We're ready for it. As I mentioned when we went to the break, and Annie mentioned in the newscast, video footage released today by various Mexican news agencies show the first group of migrants with a caravan of 7,000 to 10,000 Central Americans have arrived at the United States-Mexico border. in live video footage by Televisa Tijuana Oficial and Frontera. Central American migrants, reportedly with the caravan, can be seen scaling a border fence that separates Tijuana and San Diego, California. By the way, this video footage, and I looked at it, shows a number of these people climbing the wall and then sitting on top of it. Who designed this particular border wall where once you climb to the top, you can sit on top of the wall, take yourself a nice little breather, and then climb down the other side? As Breitbart News' Robert Arce reported, newly released video footage shows that 400 migrants with the caravan were escorted through the northern border state of Sonora as the busloads of Central Americans head to the U.S.-Mexico border. And by the way, all the military, more than 5,000, deployed to the southern border. None of them apparently are right there at the border with the Tijuana and San Diego. They're more on the Texas border. Nearly 400,000 illegal border crossers have crossed in the U.S. this year as of last month. In October, nearly 51,000 border crossers were apprehended. Though the establishment media has repeatedly claimed that the caravan is seeking to enter the U.S. to seek asylum, the Central American migrants have continuously admitted they are not seeking asylum. Instead, they're looking for jobs, they're looking for homes in America, and they're looking to take advantage of the benefits that this country offers to these illegals as entitlements. Oh, by the way, did you hear about Luis Rodrigo Perez, 23, Mexican national? An illegal alien accused of killing three people has been a recipient of the Obama-era Deferred Action for Child Arrivals, or DACA, program, immigration officials say. ICE spokesperson told the Springfield News Leader, this is Illinois, that Luis Rodrigo Perez, 23, a Mexican national accused of killing three people. Oh, this is Missouri. Beg your pardon. Springfield, Missouri. Accused of killing three people in Missouri after jail officials released him on domestic violence charges in New Jersey. He was a recipient of the DACA program in 2012 and 2014. Mm-hmm. Okay. To the phones we go. Skippy is next up and is on the cell. Hi, Skippy, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby Mac. I'm not sure I have a real good connection. Money Penny was having a hard time hearing me. How am I coming through?
Yeah, I got your 5x5. You're good for the moment.
Fantastic. You know, this rate increase that they're talking about for Duke, I think Duke is rolled up into this SCANA thing, which is a big consortium.
Right.
And I don't really understand what the rate increase just for Duke is, but SCANA, when they built these reactors up there, it was under this base load program that they had. And base load means the power plant runs at full power, you know, 24/7, 365. It always stays running.
Gotcha.
And, you know, they still want to do that. So there's probably going to be even more requests to build something else. You know, your neighbor right up the street there sells the gas turbines.
Right, and, GE, yep.
Yeah, those two reactors they're going to build over there, it would have taken four of the GE gas turbines to produce the same amount of power. And they could have had that up and running in probably 3 years. And here we are, what, 15 years into this, and the only thing we got is a big bill. So, yeah, I would really be interested in how.
Whoops. Yep. Skippy was right.
Got to be some money floating. Yeah.
Yep. Skippy, your cell phone is starting to drop out. But, yeah, you raise important questions that need to be asked and need to be asked by our legislators and by the members of the PSC, the Public Service Commission, before they just rubber stamp another rate increase that especially, as I mentioned earlier, people who are on a fixed income, if their energy costs go up, then something else in their budget has to go down, and that's not a decision that they should be forced to have to make. Thank you for the call, Skippy. I appreciate it. By the way, AARP, in objecting to rate increases from Duke in North Carolina, pointed out their South Carolina Associate State Director, Patrick Cobb, at Duke's shareholder meeting back in the spring, said, with the takeover of Progress Energy, Duke Energy Corporation is now the largest electricity provider in the U.S., with more than 7 million customers in six states. Duke is large and profitable, but continues to ask too much of its customers, many of whom are still struggling economically. And said that their studies have found that high utility costs are one of the biggest challenges to AARP members in North and South Carolina. Said, we need affordable energy. We believe that utilities can be profitable while still considering the needs of its customers. Duke is very committed to economic development and gives deals to large employers, but what about the workers who were burdened with excessive rate increases? So, going to cost you more to heat your home in the winter. It's going to cost you more just to turn on a light. If the PSC just rubber stamps this 12% increase that Duke is asking for. Take a break here and then be right back with more here on the Bobby Mack Show on Hump Day. Hey. Hey.
What?
Welcome back. Great to have you along. I'll haul 451, 9 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show in on the text line. Bobby, I would shoot those wall hoppers about 1 inch below the top of their heads. Bobby, they need to contract me to build that wall. King Kong would not be able to get over, under, through, or around it. Bobby, Duke Power and South Carolina regulations cap the number of homes that are allowed to install solar power at 10%. If these regulations were lifted, Duke Power would not need any rate increase. Oh, wait a minute. Duke would not make any money if people could generate their own power. Bobby, my company just had a 5% increase, and people are losing their minds. And they want 12%? Where do we tell them? Hell no. As Dave said, just text DRAIN to 52886. Additionally, the AARP people pointed out Duke should not be trying to get more from Carolina consumers to make up for setbacks in other states. Shutting down a nuclear plant in Florida, cost overruns at a coal gasification plant in Indiana, a recent rate case settlement in Ohio may have Duke management looking for revenues elsewhere. Don't look here. Consumers in the Carolinas are tapped out. Joseph is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the Hump Day edition.
Yeah, how you doing, Bobby?
Good, thank you.
Two comments about Duke Power. Number one, I'm all for profits. I love profits.
Me too. Me too. I'm a capitalist as well.
I am all for it, but here's the thing. Electricity is not like a 55-inch TV or a granite countertop. I mean, it could be argued that it's a necessity.
Yes.
That you don't necessarily need it to live, but we could argue that you do. Being a necessity and being the fact they have a monopoly on it, how can they go to a board of trustees and say, hey, we need a rate increase? And they say, okay, well, what kind of profit did you show last year? What was the profit again, Bobby?
$3.05 billion with a B dollars.
Yeah, we need a rate increase. Oh, that's fine. You know, what's your profit last year? Oh, $3.5 billion. you guys are barely struggling. I mean, there needs to be a limit. I'm all for profit. But when it becomes a necessity like electricity or something, there needs to be a limit to a company to say, okay, you know, you don't get a rate increase if you're making billions in profit.
Right.
You don't get it. That needs to be done. Number two, you know, Duke Power, you said, gave money to the Democrat Party.
$10 million.
$10 million. Okay. Why do I don't have Duke Power, but why would I have to pay to subsidize Duke Power? And they're coming to me for a rate increase, and they forgave the Democrat. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put on my bill they had Duke Power. Please forgive me. I want to claim Democrat privilege.
Right. Right.
I mean, how does that work?
Well, and
that
the other
so unfair.
The other aspect of this is the crony capitalism that exists between the Public Service Commission and a provider such as Duke Energy, because every time they go to the legislators in Columbia, and it is our elected officials that serve on these boards and committees that determine how much Duke Energy can get, no matter what they may ask for. But if these guys are dependent on companies like Duke Energy for, say, campaign contributions, does anybody see a conflict of interest here?
Yeah, I mean, that, God almighty. I mean, Planned Parenthood gave $30 million to campaigns this year.
Yep.
Can you tell me why the bleep they're being funded?
Yeah.
If they have $30 million, okay, what we ought to do is say, well, how much money could $30 million buy breast scans and all that? I mean, why don't we ever say that?
Yeah. No, we flirt too much with honesty when we start to head in that direction, Joe. We can't go there.
These people are crazy, man. I give up. And, you know, one day, mark my words, that Ortega Cortez, Venezuela, whatever her name is,
yeah,
she'll be president. She'll be president one day. You mark my words, in 30 years, she'll be president.
Less than that. Yeah.
You wait.
Yeah.
It's history, man. I'm done.
Yeah. It's frustrating. There's no question about it. I appreciate the call, Joe. And then, you know, when we get the Republicans, the ones we are supposed to be counting on to be the bulwark against the overwhelming socialist, progressive, Marxist agenda these Democrats are pushing. And what do? They elect Kevin McCarthy to be the House Minority Leader. Yeah, there's a dream come true. There's the answer to all our prayers. Yeah, we got Kevin McCarthy in there to stand up for us. Kevin McCarthy, I'm being generous when I describe Kevin McCarthy as Paul Ryan Light. In on the text line, Bob, we need legislation requiring rate increases to happen only in October. Bobby, $3 billion in profit, millions to political parties. Sounds like they are too big to fail. Time to stop it. Bob, Duke Power killed people in Kentucky back in the 70s because miners asked for a raise. Everybody seems to forget that. Bobby, electricity is a necessity. You cannot occupy a house in Greenville County without electricity. That defines a necessity to me. Mike in Tigerville. Gotcha. Stand by because the 5 o'clock Follies, the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mack Show, is right around the corner.